Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And this has been a year of change, that's for sure. In fact, all around the world. Things are going to continue to change as we move forward, right? But the basic message is always the same. Plan around what you know and then adjust as you go. So that's our focus today on Wealth Creator Radio. Plus, we're going to talk about what you need to put on your retirement planning list. And later in our show, we have Marilyn Brown Ross with us. She's a member of Eric's wealth team. She'll be joining the show today, too. So here's the number you need to remember, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You'll hear Eric talk about the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. This is something that he put together that can help you as you plan your retirement, and he's offering it to you complimentary. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, a big hello to you, Eric.
Well, hi, Luann. And yeah, obviously it's been a big week, right? It only happens every 4 to 8 years that we have a new president. So, you know, now at least we've got some clarity. The best part about the election being over is all the noxious ads and mailers and, you know,
so true.
All that stuff's gone, thankfully. And so, yeah, we've been talking about before this year ends. One of the big ones was to do some, really look at, maybe should look at doing Roth conversions. And so we've been running those numbers for lots of people and really helping people out because, you know, taxes are historically low. And we knew with the Trump tax laws, they're going away at the end of 2025. Well, now, typically, every time you get a new president, there's a new tax law, right? And it usually takes them a year to get it kicked in. That's what happened with Trump, right? It was 2017. He worked on it, but 2018 was when it actually came into law. So my guess would be the same thing here, that we'll have a new tax law in 2022. So that means you got this year and next year to make some tax changes. And then after that, it's going to be, you know, a new board game. Right.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
You're trying to play the same one, but they just now rearrange some of the pieces and some of the squares that you're landing on. So now you got to figure out, okay, what's the new rules of the game? So, yeah, this is a time to really be thinking about your financial picture. I always like to really emphasize to people that tax planning has to be done in the year in which it happens. So, in other words, if you want to do anything planning wise around 2020, it has to be done before 12/31. If you want to do tax reporting, that's what you do in February to April next year to turn in your tax return. There's nothing pretty much you can do with taxes at that point. So, yeah, super critical time. A lot of the other things, too, that's going to go away is this CRD, which is the COVID or coronavirus related distribution, where if you need to take money out of your retirement plans, you can take up to $100,000 if you've been affected. And affected is a weird term, right? Because what's affected? So IRS tried to put out some pretty much good guidelines on that. And most people could almost be counted as that. Some people may not. So that's something that goes away at January 1st also. So that's one of those things that, you know, if you do need some money to pay off some bills, or if you just want to take some money out and maybe you want to buy something different than that's in your 401k today and you're under 59 and a half and your 401k doesn't allow it, this is one of the coolest little tricks you can do, is now you can actually take money out of your 401k and reposition it to something that's, you know, maybe guaranteed or something that's steady income. There's a lot of different options. There are some specialty things that are very unique to 2020 only. So this is the time to take some time for yourself and not just only think about turkey and presents and all that stuff. But really, yeah, focus on getting some stuff done.
So what we do know is that the IRS released this annual adjustment for the 2021 tax year, and these numbers are what are going to be used for the 2021 tax returns that would make it in 2022. How can that help us with our tax planning right now, Eric, or can it?
Well, most everything didn't change for next year. So what we're talking about is, you know, what's the max? Yeah, the 19.5 for, you know, if you're under 50 and 26,000 total. Yeah, if you're 50 and up. Several years ago, there was they changed the rules to saying these all index with inflation, but they only change when it's a $500 change. So in other words, it, you know, if it goes up $50, they don't have all these goofy little weird numbers. And so IRAs are the same, 6,000 and 7,000. So six if you're under 50 and seven if you're above. And so, yeah, so really what you want to do is make sure, especially on the Roth side of things, if you're eligible to do a Roth, you want to fill that thing up. I mean, you really want to get some money in there, because all you have to do is look at how insane the U.S. national debt's gone. I mean, just in the last 3 years, it's gone up $7 trillion, from $20 to $27 trillion. I mean, that is over 30% increase in just 3 years. And that is scary, because how do you pay that money back? Well, only one way, really, right? And get more income. And the only way the government makes money, really, is taxes.
We pay.
So, yeah, we pay it. So so that tax effect is coming. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those things that you want to really look at. Also, again, you know, Roth conversions, if you're, say, $10,000 more before the next bracket, well, maybe just do that $10,000 conversion. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do a $50,000 conversion. It's going to cost you a fortune in tax. But, you know, if you got $20,000 or $30,000 to the next bracket, then you might want to do more also. But again, you got to be able to afford to pay the taxes. So, but why pay it today? Well, you know, if you can have that money sit there tax-free and grow for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, yeah, that's way worth it. So really what I find is, if you're trying to figure this out on your own, it is really, really tough. And so one of the things that we've done here at Heckman Financial is we actually created a process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And what we do is we go over the five key areas. And it's first and foremost the income plan. Hopefully you got one, but even if you don't have one, we'll show you what plan you have, because everybody has these plans, whether or not they've written them down or even know about them. You know, you are headed somewhere. And so we'll just tell you which way you're headed. Then also look at the investments. What investment risks do you have? How are those investments doing? Look at the taxes. Obviously, taxes are huge, huge, huge right now, as I was saying. Look at the healthcare issues along the way, and then legacy issues. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So what we do is, instead of just going right into that process, we actually set up a 15, 30-minute phone call to see, you know, what kind of concerns you have, what kind of worries you have, and how we could help. And so, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, we are not doing any charge for this or the blueprint right now. So great deal, because it's free. Yeah. And so all you got to do is give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So we know, like you said, taxes are still at an all-time low. They're not going to stay that way forever, right? So how can we make sure that we're taking advantage of current tax planning opportunities maybe before they go away, Eric?
Well, yeah, as I was saying, obviously the Roth conversions one, contributing to a Roth IRA if you're under the income limits for that. So that's another big one. One of the sneaky ones that's been around now for the last few years for a lot of people, and they don't even have any idea that it's there often, is this thing called the after-tax 401k. It doesn't matter how much money you make. So, I mean, first of all, if you have a Roth 401k, anybody can fund a Roth 401k. So you could be switching your at least your year-end money and even, you know, next several years' money into Roth 401k. You don't get the tax write-off. So you're going to pay more money today. But, you know, which would you rather have, pay tax on the $5,000 you put in now or the $50,000 right, that hopefully you get out at retirement, right? But this after-tax 401k is very unique. You have to have the cash flow and the you know, the money to be able to afford it. But basically, you can go $20,000 plus over the limits to the 401k and put it into this after-tax 401k. Now, the real trick of this is not to leave it in the after-tax 401k. I mean, my gosh, if you can put all that money in tax-free, the government's going to be out of the picture for that whole time. Wow. We've actually set up some great guides and tax reports to find out about it. You know, so if you're one of those people who likes to read more and get a little bit more data before you take any action, hey, that's great. All you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. We're going to be talking about topics that you need to put on your retirement planning list. So, Eric, I want to ask you this. How are you coming along on your list of honeydews around the house?
Oh, I'm a big believer in not finishing everything. So, So we have a lot of projects that get close, but not quite there. Last time, we pretty much finished a house. We sold it, so I don't want to do that again. So, there's always stuff to do. And actually, the ironic part about that is, I find a lot of people when they first retire, that is literally what they're doing for the first year or two, primarily getting all those stuff done that they always wanted to get done. So,
because it's been driving you crazy. So I want to challenge you right now, Eric, to come up with the top three things that need to be on our retirement planning list.
Well, first and foremost, it's got to be income plan. Number one fear of everyone and every single study ever done is running out of money. Right. I mean, we don't want to live too so long that we have no money left and, it's a horrible standard of living type of thing. Right. So how are you going to get not only how you can get that income, but how long is it going to last and what's it going to look like? And, what's the tax effects along the way? So you need to have that ideally written down. I mean, something that you can go back on and just like a checklist. Hey, am I still on track? What steps am I missing and what things need to be fixed? And, if you have it there, it's real simple. It's very easy to go back and just go, I need to do this next. I need to do this next. But if you don't have that income plan, really, really tough to do. And then next one would be, of course, the other big fear of everybody. It really is always, health, right? I mean, you can have as much money as you want, but if you don't have health, it's not so great. And so, how are you going to pay for health care? How are you going to pay for long-term care? What's the Medicare supplement look like? Or if you're trying to retire pre-65, how are you going to pay for health insurance until you get to Medicare? What can you do for long-term care? All those types of issues. And then lastly, of course, the big, big, big one always is taxes. How do you minimize those taxes going forward? And, how do you pay not the least taxes today, but to me, when I'm talking about taxes, it's how do you pay the least taxes over your lifetime? Because that's the only one that I care about.
If someone's feeling overwhelmed, or maybe they're concerned they have not done enough yet to prepare for retirement, what would you suggest they do?
Well, really sit down and try to get a plan, right? I mean, it's the big part would be having that income plan and having, something where you can check every year. So every year you should be really going back and seeing, okay, am I closer or farther? Just like those to-do lists, am I getting things checked off or not? And it's a living kind of breathing document in a way, in the sense that it's, it's going to ebb and flow, right, with the markets and with times and with everything else. And also your expense loads may change too. You may be spending more or less on certain things, and so you may need to change some of those items. And, so that'd be the big one, is having that income plan. And then having, once you're, in that retirement red zone, that 50 to 55, 60 age time frame, that's when you need to be starting to shift some of those assets in your investments to more stuff that's going to be there for you for retirement. So stuff that's foundational, meaning it can't go away. stuff that's steady income that pays you money, even though you don't need it necessarily today, you want to have it paying into your plan. So that way, you know, you're always buying more, investing more. And then lastly, have that market money. So that's the reason why we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth that we operate with all of our clients. So, you know, what we do is we first sit down with somebody, we find out what's their worries, what's their concerns. Then we have a second meeting where we look at what path they're on right now. So you're headed someplace. So whether or not, you're headed to the golf course or Home Depot, you might not get that project list done if you're heading to the golf course. But, if you got diverted or whatever, we're going to tell you at least which way you're headed on that plan and on all those to-do lists with really looking at your finances and saying, okay, first and foremost, what's that income plan? What does it look like? Where's your money going? Is it going to be good or bad? There's no right or wrong answer to that. It's just, this is based on your spending and what you have now. This is the course you're headed. And then we're going to look at the investments along the way. And so how are those, what's the risk level? How are those invested? Are they putting off any income? Are you going to have to be selling shares all the time in retirement? And then look at the taxes, taxes off those investments, tax options for your retirement plans at work, all those things. Tax efficient investing, everything has to be all accounted for. And then look at those healthcare issues that come along the way. And then, of course, lastly, the legacy, who gets your stuff when you're gone. So these are key critical things to have. And so what we do is we put that in that blueprint. It's something that we usually charge a fee for, but right now we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee, and we're doing this for no cost. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric can teach you some strategies for today's financial reality in retirement. Thanks so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we are talking about things that you need to put on your retirement planning list. And you mentioned, of course, income. It needs to be one of the top things. We're all living so much longer. It's not like our parents and our grandparents' retirement anymore, Eric. So how do we know if we've saved enough to retire?
Well, I can tell you for sure in about 30 years. No.
I was waiting. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
So, that's what you don't want to have happen, right? You don't want to find out in, 15, 20 years from now that you're out of money. That's super scary for so many people. And so, there's a couple things that have been coming out of academic studies about financial planning and investing. And the number one thing is you have to have some guaranteed lifetime income. Now, hopefully we all have Social Security. Most of us paid into it, we'll have it. But, if you go on their website, saying around the 2030s that they may only be able to pay 80% or so of their bills. Kind of makes you go, well, what happens to me then when I'm on Social Security, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I would say we can still count on something, but maybe not as much as they're saying. And so then you can go back to your pension, right? We all have pensions.
Right?
Yeah. So those have failed and those have gone away. So now it's really up to you. So having some money, either IRA money or, roll some out from your 401k to an IRA or, something. But, having some sort of guaranteed money for life is, I think, super critical because, think of it as kind of like your foundation. If you've got so much Social Security and so much money, maybe you got another 1,000, 2,000 coming from a guaranteed source. Your portfolio doesn't have to do super great, right? Because if it's got a good base of income, then you're not having to change your plans based on what the market did this month or last month or this year or whatever. You can still have fun retirement. You can still do fun things. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the number one problem that a lot of people do is they don't have some sort of set guaranteed income for life. And that is something that we can help you with. There's a lot of options out there, but you got to be careful. So, again, that's something if somebody wants to give a hold of us, they can do that. And we can definitely help you figure out what's the best solution for you.
Eric, can you tell us the options for generating income once we're in retirement? We don't get that paycheck anymore?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the scariest part. I mean, I have people that, just emotionally have issues just trying to take money out. They're so used to putting it only in. Mm. They just think it's wrong to ever take it out, and it's like, that was the point of putting it away. So, I mean, one of the big things that you got to have is not only some guaranteed foundational money for life, but I think people need about 10 or 20% of their portfolio in something that's steady income. So these can be like sometimes real estate funds or loan funds or, you know, something like that where they're paying you 5, 6, 7%, you know, ideally monthly, if not quarterly at least. And so that way you got some cash flow coming in because, yeah, it's a huge change going from no paycheck to create your own paychecks. And once you have to create it, if you have everything in growth mutual funds that pay no dividends, well, you know, that's not a solution, right? So you're going to have to be selling off whether or not the market's good or bad every single month. And that can be very tough depending on that calendar year and how that market's doing. So, yeah, so adding some other things to your, you know, to your investment mix, I would say at least at age 50, 55, that's when you really need to start doing some of these and having some of this other money. But even in your 40s, you could be starting to do some of this. And I think it's more and more critical than ever to have those types of assets that aren't all stock market money, which unfortunately your 401k, that's the only option you have is all 100% stocks and bonds. So this is really better for your IRA money or just your normal dollars. So, you know, again, what we're doing right now is we're actually waiving our planning fee for anybody who listens to the show and calls up. So we can actually do that income plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan for you. But first and foremost, we actually just start only with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to really see if doing that whole planning process is needed for you. You know, if you have some quick questions, you can just ask that. Again, if you just want to use a little bit of our time and help out, I love to do that. So, you know, that's all you, if all you're really kind of committing to at first is setting a time to talk to us, and then we can see if it makes sense to do the planning. But again, there's no cost at all. So if you want to set up a time, you can leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 1184, or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, a healthy balance in your retirement accounts isn't really an income plan. So Eric will explain what we mean by that when we come back.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric does this show every week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. And when you do go in and see him, his goal is going to be to help you solve any income gaps that you might have. His goal is to help you worry less. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? Today, we're talking about topics you need to put on your retirement planning list. Of course, income, healthcare, and taxes. And here's the deal. Just because you have a healthy balance in your retirement accounts truly doesn't mean you have an income plan. You have some work to do. So, Eric, tell us about some of the risks that we need to be aware of as we're trying to preserve that income all through retirement.
Well, the biggest one is a fancy-dancy term of a sequence of returns, mm-hmm. which really what that means is, when are you going to earn the money? And so one of the slides we've used a lot in the past is one where it just shows, here's Steve and Bill, and they kind of had the same scenario. They both kind of had the same, you know, lifestyle and such, but they were 10 years apart in age. And so one retired in 1990. And he started taking money out. I think he had $500,000. He was taking out money, you know, every year. And at the end of that 10-year time frame, he was up to $1.2 million. The other person retired 10 years later, 2000. Guess what? In 2010, taking out the same amount of money, he was down to $160,000. Now, how can two people make it retiring and taking out the same exact money out of the same exact investment be off by $1 million? That's not a little bit. That's a lot of bit, uh-huh. Right? It was just the bad luck. I mean, these are literally the same investments. So if it's the same investment and one makes you almost destitute and one makes you totally wealthy, but it's the same exact investment, then we know it's not the investment that matters. It's actually the plan that matters. How you're taking that money out, how you have stuff allocated, that is the biggest problem. And so for most of us, I find we're going to have, if you think about the various different decades, you know, the 70s were not a great decade for the market. 80s were good. 90s were great. 2000 was horrible. Really bad decade. And 2010s were great. So if you think about that, for most people, you're going to probably be retired nowadays for 3 decades. And odds are 2 of those will be good. Hmm. Problem is, 1 will be bad, very likely. And is that bad decade the first, the second, or the third? Because if it's the first, it's going to be a huge difference to your financial future. And so what's the solution to that, right? I mean, that's kind of always the bigger question is, how do you avoid that? And, one of the things is having money not all in the market and having some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that can't go away. Today's rates with insurance companies and government money, those aren't very good places to go. So it's really only some of the insurance products that are pretty good in that realm. Then having some steady income money, and that's stuff that's paying you typically 5, 6, 7%, ideally monthly, but sometimes quarterly. And that's not tied to the stock market. And so if you have those assets on top of the market assets, then you're going to be good because then you've got, you've got some options, right, in retirement. But when you have no options, the huge risk is that sequence of returns. How do you take that money out and, how's it going to end up, right?
Of course, then we have healthcare projected to cost about $300,000 for retirees in retirement. That's what Fidelity has estimated, does not include long-term care. So then that's another thing you have to plan for. How do you help your couples with that?
Yeah, and so that's another tough one, right? Because that number that 300K-ish round figure number for that is really just co-payments, deductibles, prescriptions, all that fun stuff. Not long-term care. We're not talking about somebody who's spending $5,000 to $10,000 a month in a facility. We're just talking about just normal stuff. So that is probably the biggest way I help people is just help them understand that that's a cost item that they forget. I mean, I think that's probably the number one thing is a lot of times people are looking to try to replace their pre-retirement income, but they forget that their company's giving them the health insurance for free or at least before their take-home pay. And so first of all, just counting for the Medicare premiums. I mean, that's one of the things that we do actually here at Heckman Financials. We can help people with the Medicare and, look at how to save some money, how to change some stuff. I mean, I had one client where it wasn't huge bucks, but he wasn't using any prescriptions, but he was paying $13 a month for a plan. Well, we're like, oh, here's one for $7.
Yeah.
I mean, we're joking. It's like, well, okay, now you can get, a fast food, hamburger once a month with the savings or something, but right. Maybe not the drink, right? So it's not much, but all that stuff adds up, right? So how can you save some, and the vice versa, his wife was taking some medication, so we wanted a different plan for hers and stuff. So, that's one thing, but just actually really just having it in part of the plan and knowing it's there, I think it's probably the biggest critical thing that a lot of people just don't really look at. And, that's one of the things that people need to be focused on.
Right. Now, what about options to address long-term care? That could be an issue. You don't know. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, that's getting to be one of those things where it's getting to be less of a maybe is more of a how long will you need it? Mm-hmm. Not whether or not you'll ever need it. And, so that's scary for a lot of us because none of us want to be, needing care, needing somebody else to help us and stuff. And, so that's one of those things where, you just having some plans for it is critical. And the scariest thing to me is if it's somebody who has maybe $500,000 of assets saved for retirement and one spouse becomes ill and maybe they spend $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, which is only a couple years of long-term care, that means that other spouse, the healthy spouse, could live 20, maybe 30 years with almost no money left. And so it's really not the person who's going to really pay for this long-term care issue. It's really, sadly, the one who's healthy and lives so long without all those funds. So long-term care insurance has become a ripoff. I mean, it's really harder to get, but also they've been raising the rates left and right. So there's some great alternative plans where you're tied with life insurance and they can't raise the premiums. They can't screw around with things. That's the type you want. And so that is a really big key thing for people to do is get some good information, but really have it as part of your overall plan. I mean, I know nobody wants to ever hear that four-letter word plan, but it's awful. But it's also part of a, you know, to-do list is four-letter, mm-hmm. but it's two four-letter words, I guess. But yeah, so that'd be one thing to be looking at is, you know, how do you overcome this? How do you, you know, address all these things? Well, first and foremost, you have an income plan that accounts for those types of issues, that knows that you're not going to run out of money, that knows how much you can spend. Then also have that investment plan that has all those different buckets of money that you need to have, that has some long-term care protection in there. And then look at the taxes along the way. How are you going to lower the taxes? How can you pay the lease over your lifetime? Obviously, the healthcare issues. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? And so, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We first sit down with somebody either on the phone or just, you know, a video chat or something for about 15 to 30 minutes and just find out, hey, what's happening in your life? What, you know, what kind of concerns you have? And then from there, if you want to do the blueprint, there's no cost right now. We're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we will give that to you at free of charge. We'll show you where you're headed today. And we can do that, you know, in person, over Zoom, whatever. And then at least now you know what course you're headed on. And then if you want to take advantage of some of our other options that we have, you know, we'll tell you here's what we would recommend changing. And that's up to you if you want to work with us. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if you wanted to take advantage of that, 800-454-1184. We'll set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
More Wealth Creator Radio to get to with Eric Heckman coming up after this.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our guru of all things reverse mortgage. So it's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about, again, we always have to say, what is a reverse mortgage, right? And then I know there's some new products and stuff, so we can kind of get into that.
Yes, the reverse mortgage allows you to remain in your home and not make your house payment if you have one. If you don't have one, it allows you to access money from your equity with no tax consequences. No tax consequences either way, but it's exactly opposite of your regular mortgage. Your regular mortgage, you're making a payment and part of it goes to interest and part of it goes to principal and brings the balance down. With a reverse mortgage, you're not making any payment. However, you can, if you say, you know what, my house payment right now is $2,500. I can really afford to pay $600 a month. And you want to do that. I hardly have anybody that wants to do that. Yeah. But you can do it. And you can pay it down or off at any time. No prepayment penalties. So I've had people do that too. I had one person win the lottery. They said, can I pay this off? Absolutely. Pay it off. And then it's your property again. But there's many different products. This has been around for a long time. And of course, it started in the 80s under President Reagan. It was a terrible thing because when it started, the lender would go on title with you, which meant if you sold your house, they got half of the equity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
And so that didn't last but 6 or 8 months at the most. But to this day, people remember that. And that's what I always have people
and
say.
And there are actually some companies out there that have brought that back, by the way.
Oh, yes. There's, but you should really research because you're
out. Those are scary because I've had some people do it. Now, for somebody new buying a house, I could almost see where that might not be a bad idea. But for somebody cashing out, yeah.
Oh, no.
Especially in California where the equity goes up a bunch.
There's scary things going on out there.
Yeah.
With a true reverse mortgage, there's one called a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage.
Not Heckman, but
no,
close.
No, not Heckman, but close. HECM, H-E-C-M. That is the government loan, FHA, that has a $765,600 max claim amount. So, which means if you have a home worth $1.5 million, you're only going to get a portion of $765,600.
So you don't, the other part of the equity doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's still your equity, but you're only going to get money on that portion. They've come
and
out.
And it's based on your age, too,
it's
right?
It's based on your age. The older you are, the more money's available to you. There's jumbos now, which they've been around for a while, but it's fabulous because with the jumbo, you get, according to your age, however old you are, to the appraised value. So if you have a $4 million home, you're going to get
a lot of money.
A whole lot rather than for the. So it depends on the situation. That's what
You might not
is.
Need all that money, you know. So.
Well, that's where it was before with the jumbo. You had to take it all, which was not a very good thing because if you don't need the money, my advice is leave it. And now they have a jumbo where they have a line of credit. You do have to take a certain percentage, but you also have a line of credit that you can use or not use. But it's not accruing interest until
you take the money out.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that works out so much better than having to take it all out. I mean, if you have to take out, you know, $1.2 million, you're going to be accruing interest on that, and you only needed $200,000.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't work that well. But many new products that are saving, you know, that really fit everybody's needs.
Well, one thing I've always kind of heard originally with reverse mortgages and, you know, even my own knowledge, you know, a decade ago was always that way. But there used to be no fixed rate. So the biggest risk you always had was this, you know, a lot of them had like a 10% spread. So in other words, if it started at 5, it could go as high as 15, which is a little scary. But now there is fixed rate
also. There's fixed rates. Now, however, with the HECM, there's not that much available, not as like the jumbo. There are fixed rates, but with a fixed rate, you have to take all the money that's available.
Right.
If it's an adjustable, and the adjustable rates are so low right now, it's margin plus LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate. I mean, and the margin, so I'm just doing one right now. It's LIBOR plus the margin is like 2.85%. And it's locked in for a year. It's an annual. It doesn't change.
It
can only go up 5 points over the life of the loan. But so let's say next year it goes up 5. The reverse can only go up 2. 2 to the following year and 1. It can never go more than 2 points per year increase. But so if you start at 2.85 and it goes up 5, your max is 7.85. So it's not as bad.
Yeah, so even the adjustables may not be a bad way to go. But
no.
But there is also, I always like to point out, though, there is a fixed option. Because I think that was also another thing that I think for the first, I don't know, 10 or 15 or maybe more years, there was no such thing as a fixed rate.
So adjustable, you mean?
Yeah, they were all adjustables, right. You know,
they were all adjustables.
Yeah, yeah. And right. So there's some newer features, newer benefits. And, you know, so I know we've talked before about, you know, why somebody would do a reverse mortgage. I mean, obviously, I think the number one is just to not get, you know, not have the payment. And, you know, we've done this with, you know, some of our clients where, you know, they were, you know, one was a couple of years from retirement, did the reverse mortgage and was able to put away what their mortgage payment was while they're still working. Once they stopped working, you know, obviously they didn't need as much income because they didn't have that payment anymore. So that's one. You know, I know the other one's probably, I think the number two, I think maybe for you is healthcare.
Healthcare is huge.
Yeah.
People do this for healthcare because they haven't planned. There's nothing in place. They get sick. I have one that went through like $800,000 worth of savings. And his wife was ill. He didn't want to put her in a facility. He said, I want to keep her home. The house was paid for, so he had access to all that money. And he used it to keep his wife right where she was in the home. So, it, you know, there's so many different things you can use it for. There is no restriction on how you use it. Once you get it, it's your money to do with as you please.
I mean, you shouldn't go gamble and party with it, but you could.
You could, but that is not the thing to do. And I always say, you know, this is for you for your getting older. Use it if you need it, but don't be frivolous and just blow it. Because I did have one lady, however, but she had a lot of money. It was her 90th birthday, and she had 10 grandchildren. And she didn't want to disturb her investments. And she said, but I'm having a big party for myself at the Top of the Mark in San Francisco. And I want to hand each of my grandchildren a check for $10,000 while I'm still alive. I want to see their face. So she did that just to take that $100,000 out to give to her grandchildren, even though she had other money. Because her home was paid for.
Didn't cost her a dime.
And she had the pleasure of seeing their joy at getting that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
versus them getting something after she's gone and she never got
to
experience.
And she never got to see what happened.
Yeah. And then the other big part, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We're talking with Marilyn Brown Ross. So if somebody does want to get a quote, no cost. And so again, if they want to do that, again, no cost, no obligation. It's good to get that info.
Yeah.
It could be for you yourself, or you could be doing it for your parent. But what's your phone number? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And again, it's great to have you on again here.
Great to be here.
And so we'll have you back next month. But thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back after this.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that, or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own, and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools, or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener, and, you know, he had two IRAs, and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs. And he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding. You know, but I've also seen some other people where they've done other things, like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody, or they just did it on their own, and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation, where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And and so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long. And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.